This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Higher education leaders in Missouri are expecting a dismal year when it comes to state funding. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
Higher education leaders are still waiting to hear what state funding levels will be this year. But the State Department of Higher Education's Deputy Commissioner, Paul Wagner, says a double-digit cut in funding is expected. He says the steadiness of the decline in state funding for higher education has reached historic proportions, with no relief in sight.
All across the state, we've already seen, long-standing hiring freezes. And we've seen any time that there's a vacancy, especially among the faculty, it's either held open or filled with adjuncts instead of full-time professors. We've seen institutional financial aid budgets be severely stressed. We've seen all kinds of administrative reductions.
Wagner says Missouri has been slower than most states to increase tuition, but that a tuition rise is likely as the impact of budget cuts is felt this year. He says that impact also will likely hit financial aid and scholarship programs. Rusty Monholland is the State Department of Higher Education's Assistant Commissioner for Academic Affairs. He says the department is looking at ways to increase academic support to students so that fewer costs are incurred at the classroom level.
One of the biggest issues, I think, is the increasing cost of education, but part of that cost can be seen in repeating courses or courses that won't transfer. There are a number of ways in which costs can add up.
More information on state funding for higher education is expected to come from the governor's State of the State address later this month. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill considers herself both a watchdog and an underdog. Heading into her 2012 re-election bid, the Democratic senator from Missouri is casting herself as an underdog to the Republican nominee because of the economic concerns of many voters. But McCaskill also plans to highlight her role as a government watchdog as she makes her case for re-election. McCaskill cites her opposition to spending earmarks, her legislation creating a commission on wartime contracting and strengthening the role of inspectors general, and her role as chairperson of a new subcommittee on contracting oversight. She's likely to face one of three Republicans competing in a primary, Congressman Todd Akin of suburban St. Louis, former state treasurer Sarah Steelman of Rolla, or St. Louis area businessman John Brunner. Missouri legislative leaders will be redefining their approach to economic development when the 2012 session begins Wednesday. Lawmakers were unable to agree this past year on a comprehensive bill that would have cut back many existing tax credits and authorized new incentives for certain businesses. Republican legislative leaders say they will be focusing on other areas besides financial incentives this session. Republicans plan to back changes to Missouri workers' compensation laws for injured employees, as well as its workplace discrimination laws. Also on their agenda are changes to laws governing liability lawsuits against businesses and a potential revision to the mandatory wage rates on some public works projects. Democratic leaders are expressing concern that some of the proposals would be bad for workers. Transportation officials have released a plan exploring two options for expanding passenger rail service in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. One plan would provide nighttime passenger service between Fort Worth, Texas, and the south-central Kansas town of Newton. The other option is a daytime service between Fort Worth and Kansas City, Missouri. The effort would require the construction of more track and other upgrades. Those infrastructure improvements would total $132.5 million for the nighttime service and $368.2 million for the daytime service. The cost of doing both is $403 million because the projects would require some of the same improvements. Government action would be needed. Under the plan, participating states would share an annual operating subsidy for the nighttime service and for the daytime service. The American Civil Liberties Union has warned the St. Joseph School District that it's coming close to breaching the separation of church and state with some of the motivational speakers it has arranged through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Emails obtained by the ACLU from the Northwestern Missouri District contain numerous religious references and refer to a mother who complained that one speaker was preaching as crazy. The issue came to the ACLU's attention after Chicago Bears team chaplain Ray McElroy made several presentations at St. Joseph's schools in October. The ACLU says the district risks violating the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which bars the government from endorsing religion. The district's attorney said the district has followed the law and has reviewed its policies on motivational speakers, with the person responsible for booking assemblies. Missouri soon will be displaying an array of battle flags from the Civil War. The Missouri State Museum is overseeing the conservation of 45 flags. It's displaying 7 flags at a time in the state capitol through June 2015. Missouri's collection of battle flags was gathered by the state adjutant general after the Civil War, and they were turned over to the Missouri State Museum during the 1920s. There were attempts to conserve the flags in the 1930s through the Works Progress Administration. Flag conservation continues through funding from Missouri's Parks and Soils Tax. A group of students at the Missouri University of Science and Technology believe their discovery could lead to a new type of test strip for diabetics. They found a way to use segments of DNA embedded in bacteria to detect glucose. Here's how it works. The students design genes that allow bacteria to sense the presence of a simple sugar glucose. The bacteria, a non-virulent strain of E. coli, emits a yellow glow when glucose is present. As glucose concentrations become higher, the glow becomes brighter. The Rolla students received a silver medal for their effort during an annual competition. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.